Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, my name is Crystal calling. I have a potential Roundup claimant on the other line ready for transfer. The name is Reginald Jackson. Are you ready for me to transfer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
That's good to hear. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Was this for yourself or for a loved one?
For myself.
And when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed, hold on 1 second, June the 20th, 2021.
Okay, and then do you know the subtype of non-Hodgkin's? Was it a B cell or a T cell?
A B cell.
The diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Say again.
The diffuse.
Say it again, ma'am.
Yeah, the diffuse large B cell lymphoma.
Oh, I think that's what it was. Only thing I know is it was B cell stage one.
Okay. And where were you spraying the Roundup? Was it at home or was it for work?
It was at home.
And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, ma'am. I was the only one. I mostly do the yard work and in the shrubbery and all that, trying to get them.
Oh, I see. Right. Okay. And then what was the home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
Okay. 4080 Highway 431 South, Lot 9.
And what city was that in?
Eufaula, Eufaula, Alabama, 36027.
Okay. And is this your current home address?
Yes.
Right. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 46.
You're 46?
Yes, ma'am, when I got diagnosed.
And how many years would you say you've sprayed Roundup for?
Possibly 10 years. I started like in 2010, you know, through like May of 2021. So that's like 10, 11 years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
This is a smartphone.
Right. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if it applies to you, okay?
Okay.
Right. There is organ transplant, HIV/AIDS.
Mm-mm.
Autoimmune disease,
ma'am.
Hepatitis B.
No, ma'am.
Hepatitis C, Epstein-Barr.
No, ma'am.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
Repeat it again.
Any family cancer history?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then any cancer requiring chemo other than non-Hodgkin's?
No, ma'am.
All right. And then can you spell your first and last name for me?
Yes, ma'am. My first name is spelled R-E-G-I-N-A-L-D. My last name is spelled J-A-C-K-S-O-N.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Male.
Right. Are you married?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
January 23rd, 1975.
That was January 23rd, 1975?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then what was your social?
254-37-1341.
Thank you. And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
I got real sick. Real sick. And I went to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to telling me, asking me questions and stuff, and I went to telling them. And then they sent me to a specialist, and they diagnosed me with it.
Okay. And when was that? Was it recent when you found out about it being connected to Roundup?
When I found out about it was, let me see. I got diagnosed in 2021. Matter of fact, it was June the 20th of 2021.
Mm-hmm. So you were diagnosed in 2021, and then you found out it was related to Roundup in 2021, or was that more recent?
It was 2021 when I found out about it.
Okay. And what is your height and weight?
I'm 6'4", and I weigh 235.
Thank you. And then is this your main cell phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. What is your email?
Aura, the number 866-98479. @gmail.com.
That's the letter R 866-98479.
Mm-hmm.
At Gmail?
At gmail.com.
Okay. And then can I get your spouse's name and number?
Okay, her name is Sharon, S-H-A-R-O-N, Jackson, J-A-C-K-S-O-N. Her phone number is 334-355-1217.
Thank you. And how many times per month would you say you were using Roundup?
About twice a month, two times.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Yes.
Okay. And you said you started spraying in 2010 and you stopped in 2021?
Yes, ma'am.
Were you using any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
You know, I would put my safety glasses on and gloves, and that's basically about it.
Okay. And what states were you using the Roundup in?
Alabama. You follow Alabama.
Okay. And how many exposures to Roundup have you had in your lifetime? How many times do you think you sprayed it?
My whole life?
Yeah, it could be a rough estimate.
I'm basically probably going to say 100, anywhere from between 50 to 100, 200, about 200 times in probably my whole life.
200. And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
And do you get your water from a well?
No.
Okay. And as far as the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
Concentrate.
And where were you purchasing it from?
Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
I'm sure I have some empty bottles around the house.
Okay.
Then I have to check and see because I got rid of all that stuff when it happened to me.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, if you do find any, do not destroy or tamper with it.
Okay.
And have you ever smoked?
Yes, I have.
How many years would you say you smoked for?
Probably about 10 years.
10?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you currently employed?
Right now, I'm not.
Have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
When that first happened, I did.
Okay. And how long would you say you lost? How much time?
Probably 6-7 months, something like that.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
Earlier, yes, ma'am, I went. I went in the Navy.
Navy. And what was your dates of service?
I went in 93. And I got out in 95.
Right. And what type of discharge did you receive?
A general on the honorable condition.
Were you ever stationed at Thule Army Depot or Camp Lejeune?
No.
And do you know your Veterans Administration number?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you receive VA benefits?
No, ma'am.
All right. And have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, ma'am.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And then other than any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Over 20 years ago, probably.
Okay. And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
Yes, ma'am, but I'm not home. I don't have them with me. All the stuff I just can remember real good.
Okay, and can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yes, ma'am. One second. Hold on 1 second, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, it was Mount Bliss Medical Center East.
That was the one on 400 Taylor Road?
400 Taylor Road, Montgomery, Alabama, 36117.
Okay. And do you remember your physician's name?
Yes, David T. Vega.
All right. And when was the last time you were treated?
It's been, my last chemo date was in 2021, July 18th, 2021. My surgery date was in June of 21.
Okay, so the last time you were treated was July 18th, 2021?
Yes, ma'am. I think I had to go back a few times after that, but I had to go back and look at the paperwork and make sure the last time I was seen for this.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
I tell you, it really done it because it gave me a major, I got shot back, you know, and the bills still have to be paid. And so it kind of impacted me kind of hard.
Mm-hmm.
I lost a car behind it, you know, and I tell you, it was kind of hard.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that. And as far as your treatment, did you have any chemo or radiation, any surgery?
I had surgery and I also had chemo.
Surgery and chemo?
Yes, ma'am. My surgery day, I had surgery on June the 8th. Of 2021, and my chemo date was July the 18th, 2021.
Okay. Right. And then for your current home address, it was 4080 Highway 431.
Mm-hmm. 431 South, Lot 9.
South Lot 9. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yes, ma'am. 334-355-1217. That's my wife, Sharon Jackson.
Okay. And she lives with you, correct?
Correct.
Sharon. And have you used DocuSign before?
Say again?
Have you used DocuSign before?
I'm trying to understand what you're saying. How about you? I didn't quite hear you there. Well, ma'am.
Oh, sorry.
How about you? What now?
Yeah, if you've used DocuSign before.
What is, not yet.
To sign.
Can you tell me what that is?
Yeah, you sign electronically. You sign documents electronically on your phone.
Oh, I understand what you're saying now. Can I do that?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now.
I got five.
I'm going to get me a pack of cigarettes. Okay.
Right. You'll receive it as a text link and an email link. So once you open that up.
Okay. I'm going to open it up now.
Once you get to me.
Kind of old with these phones, right? So you got to be a little patient with me.
Okay.
I'm old. They haven't got here yet. Okay.
You still haven't received it?
No, ma'am.
Okay, let me double check.
Hold on, wait a minute, one minute. I think it just came through.
Okay.
Okay, say welcome to DocuSign. Oh, that's what you were saying, DocuSign.
Yeah.
Okay, do I need to open that app at the bottom?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Hey, do you agree to receive future? Yes. I agree.
Yes.
Okay.
And then while you're looking at those, can you confirm your address on there for me, that it's correct?
Okay. Let me see. I see at the top it says select start to begin. Do I need to hit that start button?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. My script, 4080 Highway 431 South. You follow up, yes, everything on that's correct.
Okay. Perfect. And then
okay,
while you
say sign here.
Yeah.
Where it say sign? Okay. Okay. It said at the bottom, it said dot and sign. Do I hit that?
Yes.
After I sign it? Okay. Okay, I signed it. I got to sign it another time too also, right?
Yeah, it'll say continue or next, and it should just take you to every other signature box.
Okay. When I finish, you hit finish?
Yes.
It says you're done signing.
All right. And then I just sent you another text from my direct line, just in case you had any questions at all. You can always reach back out to me.
Okay, let me see right quick. Okay. 949-258-9854?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. And then that's so all
if I have any questions, just contact you right here at this number.
Yeah, so in a few days, the attorneys should be giving you a call to verify your information, tell you the next steps.
Okay.
But if you haven't heard from them at all, you can let me know, and I'll transfer you over to them myself, so you can reach me at that number. But I also added their number as well.
Okay, then. I thank you for everything you're doing for me.
Of course.
And being patient with me.
Of course. So thank you so much for your time. I hope everything goes well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
You too. You have a good day and a blessed day. Thank you.
Thank you.